Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 18th, and the whole week ahead. Well, you know, the sun is going to move into Pisces now, which for you as a Capricorn is very good indeed, because it opens up huge lines of communication over the next 4 weeks. That's right, the next month is supreme for you to knock on people's doors, make phone calls, just connect with others. The more communicative you are, the further you'll go in life. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's sun moving into Pisces is very good for you. It's good because it can change your lifestyle in so many ways. Everyday living, 9-to-5 existence may have got very dull and boring over the past year. Well, over the next 4 weeks, you now have the opportunity to brush things up, to burnish your dull life and turn it into some form of golden happiness. Here's your Monday stars. With the moon locked in with Saturn, your ruler, your 12th house, this is certainly an excellent time to do things on your own and by yourself. Oh yes, these stars really do come into their own if you beaver away doing those things that you know you need to do, but on your own. You see, too many people around you now could interfere with your state of mind and what you want to do. Being private could actually prove very successful. Here's your Tuesday stars. The position of Mercury now is excellent if you've got to sort a lot of things out, especially when it comes to money and finance. Mercury Uranus, for instance, means original thinking can earn you more money. Mercury Jupiter is great for salesmanship and for buying and selling and all of those kind of things. You get my drift? If you deal with money on any level you like, you could come into your own and make a fast buck. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, this is the most difficult aspect, not just of today or this week, but possibly of the year. And it's Mars squaring Pluto. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in Aries in your fourth house, square Pluto in your first. And the difficulty comes from things that may have happened even in your childhood or upbringing. Something has scarred you and something may even be causing an obsession. If it means talking to a stranger or getting therapy or counselling, then that's what you must do. Here's your Thursday stars. I love the Mercury-Saturn aspect for you today because it enables you to think straight and think clearly. As I said yesterday, there's certain things that happen in our lives that we need clearing out. It becomes like a detox that we need, and that's what you're going through now. But I'm talking mentally, psychologically, and emotionally. And Mercury-Saturn will enable you to see the wood for the trees and also realize there's certain things you have to do to clear the muck out of your life. Here's your Friday stars. The Moon and Venus connected now. It's good for you to have a little bit of a treat. Doesn't have to be huge and much depends upon how much money you've got. But nonetheless, treating yourself to something is a good thing today, whatever it is. It could be one of those pamper days. For some of you, it might be treating yourself to the beautician or a spa, or just to get yourself something that you've always wanted. Don't overspend, but certainly treat yourself today. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.